But what Green Valley knew, and very few of his fellow Carizians even suspected, was that Caleb and Charlian had another and very special reason for keeping Merlin so close. The Sajan had visions. He could see and hear far distant events, know what was happening thousands of miles away, even as it happened. His ability to literally sit in on the war councils and political deliberations of Karras's enemies was a priceless advantage for the beleaguered empire, and his role as Caleb's bodyguard was a perfect cover. He truly was the deadly and efficient guardian everyone thought he was, but that very deadliness provided ample reason for his permanent proximity to Caleb and Charlian. After all, not even a Sajan could protect someone from an assassin if he wasn't there to do the protecting, now could he? And so any potentially suspicious souls understood exactly why Captain Athrawes, with his eyes of unearthly Sajan blue, was constantly at the Emperor's elbow, and it obviously had nothing at all to do with visions. Merlin was a bodyguard, not an advisor and an oracle. Any village idiot could figure that much out. Green Valley knew better than that. Indeed, he'd come to suspect that Merlin was as much mentor as advisor, that most of the radical innovations which had provided the margin, so far, for Karras's survival in the face of its enemies' overwhelming numerical advantages had come from the Sajan's suggestions to the Carizians, who had actually developed them into workable propositions. The Baron suspected that for the excellent reason that he'd been one of those Carizians. It had been Green Valley, as a major in the Royal Carizian Marines, who'd played the lead role in developing revolutionary new infantry tactics built around the field artillery and rifled flintlock muskets, which had just happened to appear in Karras shortly after one Merlin Athrawes's arrival. He'd worked closely with Merlin in the process of accomplishing that task, and they'd worked even more closely together in many ways during the Coruscant campaign. In fact, the victory which had won Green Valley his title and his knighthood and sealed Prince Hector of Coruscant's defeat had been possible only because Merlin had revealed his ability to see visions to him. And so, yes, Baron Green Valley knew far more than the vast majority of his fellow subjects about Merlin Athrawes. But what he didn't know, what Merlin devoutly hoped he didn't even suspect, was how much more Merlin truly was. "I'd really like to get him added to the inner circle," the Sajan reflected, "and I know Caleb and Charlian both agree with me, too. In fact, I think we have to get him added. It simply doesn't make sense not to bring him all the way inside, and I don't think we have to worry about any crises of religious conscience on his part." That last thought really did almost make him wince, given its direct bearing on the reason he was here. "Their Majesties actually sent me for several reasons, my lord," he said. "One of them, in many ways probably the most important, was to let me evaluate your progress, yours and Duke Eastshire's, I mean, firsthand. When I can actually ask questions, maybe even make a few suggestions in His Majesty's name. It's hard to do that if all you're doing is watching a vision." "I can see where that would be true," Green Valley agreed. He didn't seem at all upset by the notion of Merlin's evaluating his progress in his new assignment, the Sajan noted. "And the second reason, almost equally important," Merlin admitted, "is to get me close enough to Eastshire to interact with him." This time, Green Valley only nodded. Merlin wasn't especially surprised. The Baron had always been an astute and diplomatic fellow. He understood that even with him, Merlin could scarcely come right out and say, "They want me to see whether or not Eastshire is a traitor, too." The good news was that Merlin was almost certain Eastshire wasn't. The bad news was that, despite all the Sajan's unfair advantages, Merlin was only almost certain he wasn't. And unfortunately, the fact that the Duke was effectively Empress Charlemagne's uncle by marriage, that he was the brother-in-law of the recently deceased Duke of Halbrook Hollow, and that he'd been Halbrook Hollow's senior general, second in command of the Royal Chisomian Army for the better part of 15 years, meant that, almost certain, wasn't nearly good enough. Not in the wake of Halbrook Hollow's treason. "May I ask what your impressions have been so far?" Green Valley asked politely. "In a general sense, of course. I wouldn't want to ask you to get too specific about any particularly deserving ex-Marines, assuming there are any of those around, of course, and embarrass me with your effusive praise," he added, and Merlin snorted. "You know, my lord," the Sajan said in an almost meditative tone, "I've always heard that a certain brashness, one might say, is an integral part of any Marine's personality. You wouldn't happen to know how that rumor might have gotten started, would you?" "Me?" Green Valley widened his eyes innocently. "I'm not a Marine, Sajan Merlin. I'm an officer in the Imperial Army. In fact, I've got a written commission around here somewhere to prove it. So what would a bluff, honest, naturally modest army officer know about Marines and their over-inflated self-images?"
"Oh, an excellent point," Merlin agreed. "I can't imagine what could have come over me to ask such a question."
"I should certainly hope not," Green Valley said a bit severely as he picked up the wine bottle and topped off Merlin's cup once more.
"Well, at any rate, in answer to your question, my impressions so far have been just about universally good." Merlin's tone and expression had both turned serious once again. "To be honest, I hadn't really realized quite how good the Chisomian army was. I should have, I suppose, given the role it played under King Salis. Not to mention keeping Queen Charlemagne on the throne, and alive, after Salis's death, of course. I mean, 2/3 of its senior officers are veterans of Salis's campaigns, after all. And it's obvious East Cher, and Halbrook Hollow, for that matter, did an excellent job of training and equipping them in the first place.